Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. The Yanoni Folk Gospel Center just wants to thank everybody for joining us today at this lunchtime. We just want to say thank you, everybody, for taking your time out. And again, the Yanoni Folk Gospel Center is here today and, again, presenting the Yanoni Folk, the Yanoni Women's Ministry. Again, today is February the 24th. And we just want to thank God again for this another day, this another opportunity that He's just given us to be able to be an encouragement. So like I said last week, God's intention is to just let us know how much He loves us, how much that we are on His mind, how much that He is concerned about us. And we just thank God just to be able to be vessels to be used unto His glory. And so this week, God has, He gave me to know that what He is giving us today is that God won't allow you to fall. And again, all of us have been in many different circumstances, choices, situations that have caused us to really believe oftentimes because the enemy will say things, kind of bring discouragement, kind of make the matters worse and bring discouragement. But God comes in to let us know that even though we may stumble, even though we may make choices, and oftentimes that, you know, the enemy will try to make us believe that we can't come out of that or that God doesn't, he doesn't want to have anything to do with us. How oftentimes people tell me that God won't hear your prayers. He won't forgive you. You can't go to God because of what you did, what you've done, what you've said, or whatever the case is. But God gives us to know that He is a loving Father. His thoughts towards us are good. His intentions for us is not to remain in that situation. So we want to just go forth in today and want to read this scripture. Comes out of Psalm 37, 23 through 24. And first, we just want to, again, just honor God. We thank God for our leader and shepherd, Chief Apostle and Overseer, Margaret L. Moore of the Anointing Full Gospel Center. And we just thank God again. So in the verse for today, again, is Psalm 37, verse 23 through 24. And it reads, "When people's steps follow the Lord, God is pleased with their ways. If they stumble, they will not fall because the Lord holds their hand." And in that, God gave me just such an encouragement. I just wanted to share it with you all because God's word is quick and powerful. And again, the enemy wants us to remain where we're at. He wants us to remain in the situations and in the thoughts and in those places of feeling defeated. But God comes to us to give us to know that He is our way. His thoughts towards us are good. And the beginning of those verses says, when God's people, we are God's anointed women. And so because of that, He's calling us to know that wherever we find ourselves, whether in this week, whether in this day, whether in that time, this very moment, where we feel as if that we can't go forward, we can't come out of this. There is no way that God will even want to hear from us. But I beg to differ. God is giving us to know that He actually invites us. You know, the Bible gives us to know there's a table that has been spread. He wants us to meet with Him. He wants us in His presence. And so even when it says that when we follow the Lord, like it says, steps follow the Lord God. And we just follow in His way. And I'm going to go forward into that because it says, God is pleased with their ways. And I want to stop there because, again, like I mentioned earlier, the enemy will bring discouragement. The enemy will bring, again, he will try to come and try to affect what we see, our senses. We've learned that at church, that the enemy will, he is an old serpent. That's what the Bible calls him. And we've got to call him out as he is. He will try to affect what we see, what we hear, what we, any of our senses. He will come in those ways. And when we see something, all of a sudden that it affects our emotions, it affects how we feel or how we think. Those are the times in which we to stop and address what it is, address why, because if not, then we will no longer follow in the ways of the Lord. And the ways of the Lord is to go to him. Know that he is our avenue. He is our place of refuge. And that is what we are encouraged in. It doesn't mean that we won't feel or experience the things in this world because we are flesh. We are going to experience the things in this world simply because as God gave us to know, we are in it, but we are not of this world. And that gives us to know that when we experience these things, God has given us a way out. He's given us an avenue, and that is in him. And then it goes on to say, again, the enemy will speak to you. Again, those are the strange voices. And the Bible gives us to know that my sheep know my voice. And a strange voice, they will not follow. And so when we hear these voices that are not of God, that will bring discouragement, that will bring, make you feel like you're defeated and that you cannot go further. Because even when I first started this journey, when God began to draw me unto himself, that's how I felt. Because I had made choices and decisions that I knew God cannot possibly call someone like me. What you know, how can I be of any use to a perfect, holy, sovereign God when I am fooled with flaws and imperfections? So I felt like there's possibly, there is no way, there's no use. And the enemy will try to come in and play on that. But God gives us to know that it's in him. It's in those places where we feel like we've hit a brick wall. It's in those places where we feel the lowest, that God is the most. He's the closest to us. And in that place that I was in, I was sitting on the bed when I felt like I've cried my last tear. I did not have the strength to even really move simply because I had cried everything that I possibly could. But in that very moment, I heard a still small voice that said, you won't be in this forever. God gives us the encouragement to know that despite of where we may be at, his will and his desire for us is not to remain where we are. Because God's plan, his purpose, his promise, his destiny for us does not remain where we're at. It's not what we see. It's not what people say. It's not what thoughts we even had of our own selves, but it is greater than what we can ever imagine. And even in that, I wanted to actually shift over to Ruth. Ruth, as we know, is an experience in the Bible of a woman. And Ruth was, actually, slow down. Going into Ruth, we want to talk about Naomi. As we know, Naomi is an Israelite woman who had a husband who was Amalek. She had two sons. And because it was a famine in Jerusalem, they actually left and went to Moabite area. And so being there over the course of 10 years, her two sons married Moabite women. But over this course of time, her husband died, her two sons died, and she was in a place where she felt hopeless. Everything that she had, the richness of God's blessings, when she was in Jerusalem, she felt that she had nothing left. She felt like that there was this place of hopelessness. So she confronted her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth, and she gave them to know, you guys go, you guys leave. And this part is where I want to come in at. In Ruth 1:18, it says, when Naomi realized Ruth's love and commitment to her, she stopped urging her. And so the quote in that is, she stopped urging her. Naomi stopped urging Ruth to leave. Because at this point, Naomi was saying that, look, I'm going to go back home. I can't give you anything. Even if I get married today and have a child, will you guys wait until that child becomes of age? So she was encouraging her daughters-in-law to go back home, go back to your homeland, go back to your country. And so Oprah gave in and said, okay. They wept aloud. They embraced each other. And Oprah went back to Moabite country. But Ruth, and this is one thing that is key, God will have, he has a plan. He knows how and what is needed for each of us, wherever we find ourselves, whether it be a person he will put in our lives or a person across our path, whether it be a word, a spoken word he will give us, or whether it will be a word we will see in his word, in the Bible. He will give us what we need in order to be able to move forward. Because again, as we know in the story of Ruth, it did not stay at that point, in that place. Naomi did not stay in that place of being bitter, because as she goes back to Jerusalem with Ruth, the people greeted her. They greeted her and was very, you know, just excited for her coming back. Because remember, she was in a bitter place. She was in a hard place. She lost her husband. She's lost her two children. And so because of that, she did not want to be called Naomi, which means pleasant. At that point, she said, call me Mara, which means bitter. Many of us, if not all of us, have been in bitter situations, whether we have been in relationships with men that we had that we realized that was not the right way. I can first admit I saw the red flag, but because of the insecurities, because of the things that was lacking within me, I accepted those things. And I know I'm not the only one. Many of us have made decisions and choices where we were hitting a brick wall, when we felt low, when we felt like, God, I know I made this mistake, because there are times where I know I've messed up, and God will draw me in his presence, and I, at first, would resist, because I knew that guilt and that shame ate me up. But it's in that is the forgiveness of God. As we've learned over this course and this quarter at church, is God's blessings, and one of his blessings is forgiveness. It is forgiveness despite of what we may have done. Because remember, Naomi and her husband and her two sons lived in Jerusalem. But because there was a famine, because it was a famine in the land, they left. And I can only imagine how oftentimes we would even feel, I know I have, I would think back on, well, why did I do this? Oh, I wish I would have never got in that relationship. Oh, I wish I would have never done this and said that. I wish. But you know what? One of the things that I have learned is that you can't change the past. We cannot change it. But the one of the things I'm going to get into that shortly is that to embrace that, to learn from it, because God had already knew, he had already knew what choice you were going to make. He knew how this situation was going to affect you, which is the reason why, and even in this lesson with Ruth and Naomi, God put Ruth in Naomi's path. Because Ruth could have left too. She could have went back home. Because as we will want to stop and mention that, Moab was a place of pagan gods. They worshiped false gods. But one of the things that Ruth said to Naomi is, one of the many things is that, wherever you go, I go. Whoever, your God will be my God. Where you die, I die. God will always put, God knows what is needed for each of us. Again, whether it be a person, because remember, Naomi was in such a place of bitterness. She was in a place of feeling broken. She was in a place of feeling such loneliness and despair. And so God had allowed Ruth to be in Naomi's life, because God knew that where Naomi was feeling at this moment was not going to remain at this moment, but it was going to be something greater than Naomi could have ever imagined. Because when we think of Ruth, the book of Ruth, we always think about Boaz and Ruth. But we want to take a step back and look at Naomi, because all of us have been in those situations and those circumstances. But today, God wants us to know that he will not allow us to fall. And what falling means, we can even look at it being destroyed, being defeated. But the word of God gives us to know that the waters will not overtake us. The fires will not scorch us, and then we won't even smell like the stuff we've been through. We won't feel, we won't smell like those bad choices. We won't smell like those situations or circumstances. We won't even smell like smoke. Simply because God's plan for us is not to remain. God is a progressive God. He does not want us to remain where we're at, but he's encouraging us that he's encouraging us to come up higher. That even though you may have thought this way, even though that this may have gotten you before, even though you may have been in that place of feeling defeated and feeling like this is not going to happen or God has forgotten you, be encouraged that God will not allow you to fall. He will not allow you to fall over a cliff. He will not allow you to be defeated. God's plan is for us to arrive to our destination. Remember, like was said last week, is that we are on a journey. And this journey, God has already mapped it out. And as we go through the various experiences in our lives, I remember what Chief Apostle talked last week, and it stuck with me. And it was that these experiences that we go through, one, it teaches us wisdom. And it teaches us about the God we serve for us to get to know him. We can even look back on the Old Testament, the experiences of the Israelites, everything they faced, they were able to see about the God they serve, about the God who was leading them by day, by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. God continues to walk with us. He continues to encourage us. He continues to order our steps. Why? Because he does not want us to fall. And then I think about what comes to me is that when Jesus prayed for us in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was in the place of needing prayer for himself, and his disciples couldn't pray. But in God's love for us, for you, for me, God's love, Jesus prayed for us. He prayed, and what stuck with me is that when he said he is praying, that we will be with him. And Jesus, as the word says, he is sitting in heavenly places. He is sitting at the right-hand side of the Father. And I remember Elder had talked about it and said that it's like she's in a place, like she's sitting with God, and whenever God calls her on the side, it's like being on a plane. You're in the air when God calls on the side. It's like you come down to land to do what God calls you, and you go back in that place of rest, that place of satisfaction in God. And that's what he wants for all of us. He wants us to know that we can rest in him despite of the situations, despite of the circumstances. He is our way. And to know, I remember one of the things that I've learned is that what Chief Apostle had taught, and I never thought of this because that was one of the things that I struggled at, and that was comparing. Comparing myself to this person, to that person. So they have that job, or they have that kind of money, or they have that car, they have this. But knowing how God deals with you, not how he deals with anybody else. Because he may deal with this person in this way, but he may not deal with you in that way. And so when God had purpose root to be in Naomi's life, he knew what Naomi was going to need, like how God knows what each of us is going to need, despite of what circumstances we're at. So God may deal with all of us differently. He may give us a song. There are times where I was going through something and God will wake me up with a song, or times in which that I've learned at church that whatever you're going through, get a scripture and hold on to it. And that scripture is what got me through that. Because the word of God is like a double-edged sword. It cuts going down, but it heals coming up. That whatever it is that we need healing, whatever it is we need help with, God's word is our solution. So I encourage you to seek God in however he deals with you. He may deal with you again. Mine sometimes may be strong. God will draw me in prayer, and exactly what I need, God has provided that. So in this point, Naomi didn't want to be called Ma because of that deep place she was in. And so when she got back, God had already put pieces in place that was going to get Naomi and Ruth from that place into the place that God had, the richness that God had already prepared for them. Because I can only imagine, if we sit and think about it, Naomi was feeling, she was feeling low. She was feeling broken, bitter. So I can only imagine she was sad. She was telling her daughters-in-law, go, leave. As if just going back, even just to die in it, just die in that. Not one, just feeling hopeless. Because when a person feels hopeless, there is no hope. There is no way of escape. There is no avenue. There is no exit. It's just an entrance, and that is it. She felt low. But in God's love for her, he did not allow her to remain in that. But instead, he orchestrated her deliverance. He orchestrated her release out of that. And so that's what we want to be encouraged. Be encouraged of knowing that our experiences, remember this, as the journey we're on is, it has various experiences in them that teach us something. They teach us more about God. It teaches us about who we are. And then it teaches us so we can gain wisdom. Oftentimes, I know growing up, sometimes I would hear where it would say that wisdom comes to those who have gotten older. You know, those who have gray hair, you just automatically, I was told that that's what wisdom is. But then what I've also learned at this church, knowing that wisdom comes from experiences learned. And God has given us all the opportunity to gain wisdom if we want to. If we want to, all we got to do is go to God and ask, okay, if I was in this situation, if I'm in this experience, I want to learn from this. I want to learn why I allowed this. Why did I make this choice? Not to harbor on it, not to remain in guilt or shame, but to learn from that. To learn as to why. And then another reason is so that way you can see it from afar off. And I want to briefly mention in 2 Peter 1:3-9, you can go back and look at it. And it talks about that if we come into the godliness, into the character of who God calls us to, it teaches us. It teaches to be able to see the enemy, to recognize the enemy from afar off. And how does God do that? He does that by through the experiences that we go through that teach us about who we are, teaching us about the things that we go through so we can gain wisdom out of it. So you can see from afar off. You can see that, wait a minute, this guy or this situation, that looks familiar. I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to make that decision. And then now you can be able to avoid the same circumstances again. And that in itself brings me to something else I wanted to mention. Now, what I'm going to read from is actually a book. It's called I Win, I Am a Survivor by our own Margaret L. Moore. It is a phenomenal book that you can get on Amazon. And I encourage you, if you don't have it, get it. Because through this course, however God leads me, I'll be pulling from this book. If you have it, revisit it. I do it very often because the one thing about this book is different from others. It's not something you can go from beginning to end. This book has various chapters that will target wherever we find ourselves. And it's like a reference you can always go back to be reminded, to be encouraged, to be refreshed. And so in that, I'm going to just read just a few things from it. And if you have yours, go back and read the chapters. But the chapter I'm going to read from is chapter 7, and it's titled Getting Beyond the Past, Weathering the Storms in Your Life. And I'm coming from page 85, and it reads, respecting your past experiences can become the greatest teacher in your life by preparing you for things you didn't know before. The past is a path you have trodden. And it has forever left footprints in the sand of your life memories. The past has formulated the history of your yesterday. And hopefully it has brought value to your present as you look with great expectation for your future. I want to stop there because there's another place I want to read as well. But that just gives us this, I was just reading that and the Lord gave that to me. This is just a perfect conclusion to this broadcast today. God has a purpose for us. And the things that we go through, look, the one thing I want to go back to, respect your past experiences. Oftentimes we want to put it under the rug, or we want to be so ashamed about it and frustrated about it, mad about it. No. Respect it. And the reason why respecting it stands out to me is simply because, look, if you don't respect it, how are you going to learn from it? How are you going to gain wisdom? How are you going to be able to go forward and be able to pass the next situation? The pass the test again, because remember this, if you don't do it, if you don't pass the first time, it's going to keep coming around again. And God gives us to know that, look, face it, confront it, deal with it. Why? Because if not, it's going to keep coming around again. So again, I really appreciate this particular paragraph in this book, because it gives us, oh, look, your past experience have a purpose. They have a purpose. And when he goes on to say that it formulated the history of your yesterday, and hopefully it is of value to your present. That's that wisdom, that if we take the time and accept it, yes, there are a lot of things in all of our past that brought sadness, that brought discouragement, that brought hurt, that brought grief, that brought loss, separation, but embrace it. Come to the place of recognizing it and gain wisdom from whatever it is. And then the last thing I want to mention before we close is the past has provided me the opportunity to look within myself and expose those things that were negative, not retrievable, and not useful. It has brought me a greater expectation for a brighter future to come. The past has been an instrument in teaching me the value of changing what I can and embracing who I have become. Most of all, my past experiences have enlightened my thoughts and how to gain wisdom I never knew before. They broadened my perspective and learning to know the difference in changing the things I can and releasing what I cannot. And I want to end with that, because hopefully that will be an encouragement. One, to know you're not in it alone. Somebody else has gone through the same things you have. And the encouragement in this and throughout the book and even throughout the Word of God gives us to know that you don't have to remain there. There is a way out of it. God had a purpose for Naomi. He has a purpose for every single one of us on this call, and that is to simply arrive to our destination, and that he has the plan. And ending it, we all know that Ruth and Boaz came together, had a child, and Naomi, she was overjoyed with what she had, because remember, when she began to go back to her hometown, she already was in a place of bitterness. So I'm sure that hopelessness she did not have. When a person is in hopelessness, you don't have the hope for anything. So that's what she was living in. She was living in that hope of hopelessness. But God is encouraging us all to know that there is hope in him. You don't have to do this alone. Embrace God's word of knowing that you will not fall. There is purpose. You have what it takes. You have the divine power of God within you to make it. And he's given us all. He's given us encouragement, even in the book, When I Am a Survivor, to give everybody to know there is a way you can make it. So we just thank God again for this time. We pray that you are encouraged. We pray that God will come in and encourage you to know that you will not fall. So Heavenly Father, we just come to you this day in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we bless you and we honor you, and we thank you for this opportunity. We pray for everybody that is on the call that you will be glorified and that you will encourage them, you will strengthen them, and that, God, we thank you for them. We thank you, God, that they are women, my Lord God, that you keep in the palm of your hands, and that they have, my Lord God, your power within them, because you dwell within them too, that you are victorious in their lives. Continue to encourage them. Continue to protect them. And we thank you, God, for everything that you've done, and we bless you. We and we thank you for this opportunity, and we call everybody blessed. We thank God again for this opportunity, and we pray that everybody will have a blessed day in the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free